Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now.
I believe there is magic and wonder in the world, and all we have to do is be open to see it. That's why I offer ceremonies as we move through the wheel of the year. They help us see the wonder in each season and tap into that magic for your own growth and our collective evolution. And the magic of Zoom technology means we can gather no matter where you are in the world. The next ceremony is coming up on Friday, February 2nd, for a reimagining of the Festival of Imbolc. Together we journey, do divination, and weave a ritual of hope in the middle of winter. Check the show notes for the link for more information and registration. Coming up, Jen and I are talking about bones. Bones hold mystery and power. If you caught last week's episode, you heard about the shamanic journey experience I had that taught me about bones. And you took your own journey to listen to yours. I'm in a weird place, days before my next semester of grad school begins, and I'm just beginning to release the tiredness that hit after the last one. Feeling into that got me thinking about another phrase, bone tired. Focusing my awareness into my physical body, I can feel how the tiredness, the achiness, the heaviness settled into my bones. Once they get in there, those feelings are hard to release. I get that bone tired thing. I mean, think about how long it takes your bones to heal compared to your skin. Bones are slow, solid, heavy energy. the earth element manifest in our physical being and the wintry part of us. Rejuvenating tired bones is a slow process, like snow and ice melting in spring. Here, there may be snow in shaded spots until June. It's a long, slow process. So if you're feeling bone tired, please be gentle with yourself. Give your bones the support they need, the resources, the nourishment. This is the season to focus on them. Until your bones and the rest of you feel less tired. And now I'm delighted to bring Jen Van Benschoten back to the podcast to continue the discussion of bones. Jen is an amazing tarot reader and teacher, a maker of gorgeous magical gemstone jewelry, and she's a musician who must have an enchanted ukulele because the songs she writes for it are just wonderful and not at all like the ukulele music I'm used to hearing. She's also a shamanic Reiki master practitioner. She's out on the socials as Hot Mess Healing, and you'll find her link in the show notes. Jen, it is so great to have you back. Welcome to 2024 and welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that it's 2024. Still trying to wrap my head around the fact that I turned 50 this year. Like, how did that happen? But yeah, so I was this month when you told me that the topic that you were exploring was bones. It was interesting because I had a number of things rush into my head and then rush out all at the same time, which frequently happens when I'm reading tarot for people. And the first thing I want to touch on, I'm going to talk a little bit about tarot in a minute, but first thing I want to touch on is the use of bone in jewelry for people who might be interested. Bones have been used as amulets and talismans for, you know, literally thousands of years. Some of the very first jewelry ever found by archaeologists was a combination of shell and bone from animals. And bones were used in making mala beads because sometimes they were even made out of the bones of deceased Buddhist monks as a reminder that nothing is permanent, not even our bodies. And this time of year, this is a great time of year to explore all that energy, you know, both in tarot and both in, you know, what you choose to adorn yourself with. So you can find, there are a lot of great sources for bone. I try, when I use bone in jewelry, I look for bone that is ethically harvested. It's not easy to find, but you can find some out there. And more often than not, the bone is carved into very intricate amulets. You know, you can find carved bone in the shape of eagles and tigers and whatever Hindu deity you prefer at the moment. There are a lot of places out there where you can acquire bones, you know, bone amulets. And again, one of the reasons that I like to use it is that it's that reminder of non-permanence, you know, and some people might think that that's a very morbid kind of amulet to wear. But on the other hand, it also reminds you to find joy in the moment. You know, it reminds you to be present in the moment because this moment, you know, isn't going to last. And it reminds you to, you know, it's a great way when I wear bone, I'm usually doing it with a purpose. And the purpose that I'm doing is to kind of help me sift through all the stuff and to really prioritize like what's important and what feels good. And, It was interesting. The other night I was reading a shamanic Reiki book by Sandra Ingerman and your teacher, Lynn, whose name I can't remember, the last name I can't remember right now. but I was reading a book of theirs about speaking with nature, and the last thing that I read before I went to sleep was a way to do a shamanic journey, being in nature outside and asking your helping spirits to guide you toward those things with your drum, you know, asking you to guide you towards those things that feel good, those things that you're passionate about, those things that really light you up. And, you know, wearing bone and working with bone in that manner will definitely help you kind of sift through all the stuff, and it will help you really prioritize and put more energy and more attention towards those things that are important. And when we're talking about bones in tarot, you know, what I like to do sometimes, you know, when I read tarot, there, I think I may have mentioned this before, but I've seen some tarot readers who do these very intricate rituals before they sit down to read, you know, they do all these things. And I personally, I'm more of like a bare bones tarot reader, if you want to call it that. You know, I'll light a candle. I do simple things that feel good to me, you know, very simple things. And one of my tarot teachers was also talking about this not too long ago. And she was saying, like, you know, you don't have to do a lot of fancy things, but you do have to do what feels good and what's going to energize you before you sit down to read. So again, this time of year, you know, we're in the north direction of the wheel of the year, the medicine wheel. And this is really that great time to turn inward and start to ask these questions and start to work with that energy. And again, you know, and it's very difficult, I think, for a lot of people, because as soon as you get that slowing down, you know, we're so, most people in American society in particular are so used to just go, 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 you know. And even in the wintertime, when we naturally feel it, you know, we naturally feel that call to turn inward, we resist it a little bit. And, you know, you think about it, that phrase that we all know, you feel it in your bones, right? We feel these things in our bones, like, you know. And it's funny, like I was talking with my husband about this, you know, you talk about feeling, you know, as you get older, you feel the cold in your bones, right? Your bones are a very important magical part of your intuition. You know, you talk about the gut, feeling things in your gut, but sometimes when you really feel something, you'll say, you know, I feel it in my bones. And I remember I looked up where that phrase came from. And I think the earliest record of it, in literature was like in the 1300s. So people have been talking about feeling things in their bones for over 1,000 years. And probably before that, you know, people knew, you know, like sometimes you can feel it. You can feel when the rain is coming because your bones start to ache. And in the wintertime, you know, we've had these, the last week, you know, we've had two storms and we're gearing up for a third one in the space of what, like 8 days right now. And I think a lot of us are feeling that in our bones, you know, and I know I've certainly felt it when I've been outside, you know, when I've been outside doing my shamanic Reiki practice outside the last couple of weeks. I have definitely felt that cold and I felt that storm energy coming. And you know, and it's different than the other intuition, you know, it's different than other places where I feel it in my body. And I know I've spoken about this before, but, you know, for me, tarot is mostly a heart-centered intuition. And when I feel something in tarot, when I feel it in my body, usually the first place that I feel it is my heart center, is my chest. But when I get outside in nature and I start using my intuition in nature, it feels very different. And I, you know, and you will understand, you know, you do this a couple times and you will understand where that phrase comes from, that you feel it in your bones. There's this grounding practice. And, you know, one of the practices that you can do in the winter, if you're brave enough, if you're brave enough to do it, and you don't have to lay on the bare ground or on the snow, directly on the snow, if you don't want to, you get yourself like a thin cotton blanket, if that works for you. And you can just lay on the ground. And it's very different doing this in the summertime than it is doing it at this time of year in the wintertime. And it will really, you know, taking a few deep breaths and allowing yourself to be still, you know, that's the hardest part, I think, of this direction on the medicine wheel, is just that call to be still and notice where you feel things. So, you know, when we're talking about the bare bones of tarot, you know, this is a great time to kind of go back to, where you started, you know, if you're just starting in tarot, this is also a good time to get started in tarot. If you've been reading for a while, this is a good time to maybe switch up your deck. There are a couple of decks that I use in the wintertime. One that I use more often than not, because the artwork is very white and very stark, is the Line Strider Tarot by Ciolo Thompson. She is an amazing artist. And I also have her Winter Seer Animal Oracle. And both of these, you know, if you look at the images on them, the backgrounds of each card are bare white. And I don't want to say that the artwork is minimalist, but the artwork is very distinct dark lines. And it very much resembles, at least in the Northern Hemisphere here at this time of year, it very much resembles that stark landscape that we see in the wintertime. And so, you know, it's something to think about if you haven't changed up your deck yet, or maybe you need an excuse to buy a new deck. Always need an excuse to buy a new deck. You know, this is a good time. This is really a good time to do that, to kind of switch up your deck a little bit and maybe go a little minimalist with your tarot reading. And again, when I talked about before, you know, this is a great time to slow down and be still and go inward. And, you know, if you really want to do that, there is, you know, I've got, there are a couple things you can do. The first thing you can do is, you know, if you haven't done it already with any of your tarot decks, this is a good time to ask some questions of your tarot deck. And it's a good time to say, you know, to ask your tarot deck, you know, you can ask questions like, what am I, you know, what are you here to teach me? There's several questions you can ask, but the first one, the most important, is what are you here to teach me? You know, because every deck has a different message for us, you know. Every deck has a different message. And that's why I, you know, that's personally, that's why I have multiple decks, you know, also because they're just fun to work with. But what are you here to teach me? And then the other thing you can ask the deck things like, what are your strengths? What are your limitations? And, you know, you can get as specific as you want. You can ask your deck, you can just say, you know, tell me about yourself and leave it open-ended. Or you can ask, you know, what's your most important characteristic? You know, what's the most important thing that I need to know about you to really work effectively with you? And that's something that I do with all my decks whenever I get them. The first thing that I do after I cleanse them and dedicate them is, you know, I sit down and I ask them these questions and I keep track of it. I jot it down in my notebook and in my tarot spread notebook. Because sometimes I forget and I come back to it and it's like, oh, right, you know, this deck is good for, you know, this good is de this deck is good for west energy direction, you know, or this deck is really good for south direction energy. You know, this deck is really good for you know, like life changes, you know. So if somebody comes to me for a reading and says they're going through, you know, like a major life change, like, okay, you know, if someone comes to me and says they're going through a major career train major career change, then this is the deck that I use. So they all have their different strengths and weaknesses. Some decks are much easier to read and interpret, you know, right off the bat. Sometimes you'll get a deck and it's just like, oh, I know exactly what that means. And other decks ask you to go a little deeper and they ask you to work a little more with your intuition. And this, again, this time of year when things are so still and things are so quiet, this is a really good time to get quiet with your decks. You know, find a cozy spot in your house and light a candle and pour yourself a cup of tea or whatever you like to drink, something warm, and, you know, spend some time like, you know, spend some time without, you know, unstructured time without a goal is a really, this is a good time to do that. The other thing that you can do that I'm actually doing, that I'm doing this, not this week, but next week. Every year I do kind of like a check-in with myself and with my tarot deck, and I space it out over 6 days, six cards, one a day, just spending some time with that card. And you know, and when I thought about it was interesting because when I thought about it, I was like, oh, you know, this is really like getting to the bones of who I am right now. In the middle, you know, in the middle of winter when, you know, in the middle of winter time here. And so the first day, first question that you can ask, right? So the first card is, what is supporting me right now? And of course, that might change year to year. But you know, and again, you think about it, you know, you think about how the bones, you know, how our bones really, you know, how they really support us, you know, that's like, that's, you know, our skeleton is basically what holds us up. So what is supporting me right now? That's your day one question. And you know, again, take it slow and take as much time as you need to journal about that. So, you know, you can either do it in the morning, if you have extra time in the morning, you know, if you can set your alarm a little earlier. I know it's really hard to get up right now when it's still dark out. Or another thing that you can do is you can do this an hour before bed. And it's kind of a nice bedtime routine, especially now. This is a time of year when sleep might be disrupted a little bit. Because it's that very cold, dry energy. So sleep tends to be disrupted in the wintertime. And it's a nice way to kind of wind down with no electronics, no bright lights, you know, a cup of chamomile tea before bed. It's always a nice thing. Not too close to bed, though, because, you know. So that's, and then what you can do as well, something that I like to do, something that I like to do with the cards is if, particularly if it's a card that has me stumped, I will tuck it under my pillow at night and ask for a dream. I'll ask my guides, I'll ask my helping spirits to kind of show me something in my dreams that will help make this message clearer. And so that's the first one. So day one is what is supporting me? And then day two, who am I at my core? And you know, you think about this, you know, and yes, this may change year to year, you know, as different aspects and facets of yourself come out as we grow and as we evolve. You know, we're definitely not the same people that we were a year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. And so asking yourself, who am I at my core? You know, find out which version of you is appearing right now. And then day three, you can ask your cards, how can I better support myself? And again, especially this time of year, you know, self-care is a must. And, you know, especially when, you know, it's flu season and RSV season, and, you know, we're seeing resurgence in COVID and all these things, you know, getting sick in the wintertime is just as bad as getting sick in the summertime. So what can you do to support yourself? You know, what can you do emotionally or energetically or even physically, depending on, you know, depending on what card comes up? I have someone that I used to read tarot for who was dealing with a chronic and potentially life-threatening illness. And every year when I did a year ahead reading for her, we would throw in that extra aspect of how can she better support herself during the year as it relates to her illness, you know, like what things can she do? Maybe it's a shift in an attitude, you know, maybe it's a shift in a belief system, letting go of a belief that may make it easier for her to seek out treatments. So there's a lot that we can do to support ourselves right now. It doesn't always have to be, you know, like bubble baths and cupcakes. It can be some tough stuff, but, you know, we do these things, this almost shadow work, you know, you do these things so that we can show up better for ourselves and for other people. And then the next one, so day four, now we're on to day four. You ask, how can I better protect myself? And energetic protection is, you know, it's for some of us, it's really important. For some of us who may be very sensitive to things that are going on, feeling energy, you know, those of us who feel energy, you know, I've been doing a lot better lately with setting energetic boundaries, because there are times when I just feel everything and I just go, whoa, you know, take a breath. That's not mine. You know, I feel it and it doesn't feel great, but I have to remember at the end of the day that that's not mine. So you can ask the tarot cards, how can I better protect myself from things that I do not need to take on? And again, you know, it's about boundaries too. You know, there are all causes and there are all things that, you know, things that we're passionate about. You know, but we have to, you know, there are some times when we have to learn where to draw the line and, you know, be realistic about, you know, we can only commit to so many causes. We only have so much energy. So how can I better protect myself? And then day five now, you can say, what current weakness needs my attention? And this kind of ties in nicely to the how can I protect myself, you know, because you may find, again, you may find that maybe you need to step up your boundaries a little bit. Maybe you need to get organized, like, you know, Debbie was saying in your energy of the day, like, this is the month to get it together and get organized, you know. And maybe in the past you haven't been so good about that. You know, maybe that's where you need to work on. Maybe your current weakness is paying attention to your physical body and tending to those needs, you know. So what's my current weakness? You know, what current weakness is asking for my attention right now? And then day six, you want to pull a card and say, what's my current strength? You know, how can I, what do I have right now that I can rely on? What kind of strength can I rely on? Maybe it's your inner strength, you know, maybe it's your emotional strength, but something will come up as a strength for you. And that's what you need to call on. That's what you need to use. That's what you really need to play to in the coming year, and, you know, maybe just the coming, just for the rest of this north direction until we make it to spring, until we make it to the equinox in March. So, you know, and then on day seven, again, like I said, you know, just do one card a day and really, you know, really take it slow and really feel into what these cards are trying to tell you. And then on day seven, take a look at the overall, you know, take a look at the overall reading and everything that you got. And if you want to, you can pull one more card for guidance. You know, you can pull one more card to, you know, you can maybe ask something like, what's an action I can take right now? You know, make it something empowering, make it something that you can actually do. And then go ahead and make sure you do it, but, you know, and take, but spend some time, you know, spend some time on that seventh day, spend some time really kind of looking at the messages that came out. And the nice thing about going back and reviewing this, you know, the nice thing about going back and reviewing this after 7 days is you may have noticed things. You may have noticed little synchronicities popping up during the week that suddenly make sense. Like, oh, right, now I get it. Now I get it. Which happens to me all the time. So it's a good way to kind of look back at it, at everything, and, you know, give yourself a chance to, you know, give yourself a chance to really absorb everything. And again, and if you were, you know, if you were doing the thing where you tuck the cards under your pillow at night, when you get up in the morning, you know, make sure first thing in the morning, you write down any dreams that you can remember, any dreams that really stuck out at you. And you can look at those, you can look at those in your journal at the end of the 7 days. So, you know, give yourself this time, give yourself this week to really dive into your cards. And again, you know, maybe get yourself a new deck and use this deck, you know, use that deck, get yourself like a winter feeling deck. Something that will encourage you to be still and find that time to really go deep within yourself and take advantage of all that wonderful quiet energy that's in the air right now. Take advantage of that call to just be still and really get to know yourself a little better.
Wow, thank you so much for that. Yeah, there's just so much goodness in there. And we'll all be busy between this episode and the next doing our tarot pulls every day. So thank you so much for that. And I look forward to having you back again in February.
Thank you. I look forward to coming back.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.